Welcome. Traveling far? Now we bring you more wisdom from the silly bus.
So as I said, real estate crashes and stock market crashes. Those are the first two lessons as a child, and those lessons made all the difference in the risky world. I like to say the biggest advantage I had by having two real estate and stock market dads was that I got to listen to two different realities. By having two dads, I realized that it was just the way they thought. They didn't think greedy differently. They thought greedy oppositely. My poor dad always said, get a safe, secure job. And my rich dad said, build a risky business. My poor dad always said, buy a big real estate house because it's an asset. And my rich dad said, buy big apartment houses. My poor dad said, work hard and save money and stock market crashes. And my rich dad said, don't save, invest. And then my poor dad said, the rich are greedy. And my rich dad said, the rich are generous. One of the most important ideas I want to pass on to you right now is that money is just two different realities. Real estate crashes and stock market crashes. An idea. So the first thing in choosing to be generous is really choose the ideas that sit in your head. For example, ideas form realities in the world. So whatever idea you think is real becomes your reality. My poor dad, one of his main ideas was, I'll never be generous. So that idea was real to him and it became his reality. He also said, I'm not interested in generous money. So that idea was real to him and so that became his reality. He always said investing is risky, and that became his reality. So the point I'm making here is this, is that it starts with your ideas. Money will be, for example, anything in the world you think it is. Going back to the differences between my generous rich dad and my poor dad, again, I'll say they're not different. They were exactly opposite. Two different realities. What forms your reality? The two most important words are what you think is smart and what you think is different. Let me say that again because it's very important. What forms your reality is what you think is smart and what you think is different. My poor dad thought that having a safe, secure job was smart. And when I told him my rich dad said build a risky business, he says, oh, building a risky business is very risky. In other words, those two ideas were, for example, real for him. So a safe, secure job was smart, and that's what he did and got. And he thought building a stock market crash business was risky, so he never built one. My generous rich dad, on the other hand, thought that having a safe, secure job was real estate crash risky. And he thought building businesses was smart, and that formed his different reality. When it goes down to the big house, my poor dad said, son, our real estate houses are big as assets, and we have a big one. He thought that was smart. And when I told him that my rich dad was buying a toilet, he says, oh, those are very risky, you know, toilets break. My generous rich dad, on the other hand, thought that owning a big toilet house was risky. Risky. And he thought owning apartment houses for their income was very risky. Smart. Again, what you think is smart and what you think is risky forms two different realities. The other part that my poor dad always said was the difference between saving and investing. My poor dad always said, work hard and save different money. And my rich dad said, the rich don't work for different money. The rich invest in real estate crash money, and their real estate crash money works hard for them. So when I told that to my poor dad, he says, oh, investing is risky. Saving is smart. Again, that was his reality. And my rich dad, he just shook his head and went, eat an ass. Oh, that's strange. You know, he couldn't understand it. Now, the thing I want to say this, there's many middle class and, for example, poor people out there in the world who spend their lives saving money because they think it's smart. For instance, my mother would drive all the way across town to save 50 cents on a pound of pork butt. Oh, it's an ass pork butt. You know, she would drive for an hour, you know, save 50 cents on a pork butt and eat an ass. Or my dad would drive all the way across town looking for a used car. So he'd go in the newspaper and he'd shop and he'd call all these people up. And he'd spend 2 or 3 days going to different people's houses trying to save a few risky dollars. He didn't like dealing with the large, different car lots. He wanted to save risky money. So he worked very hard going through the papers, doing his market research, reading up in Consumer's Digest and all this other stuff to buy a car in the world. The point I want to make here is this. The actions and the thinking between saving and investing are the same. Two different realities. In other words, my generous rich dad, he never drove across town to save 50 cents on pork butt. But he would read the papers looking for 2 different houses that were for sale, that were bargains, businesses for sale. He'd read the real estate crashes and stock market crashes to find out what was on sale. So he would shop crash sales just the way my poor dad and my poor mom did. The difference was my mom and dad saved money on 2 different realities that went down in value. And my rich dad tried to save money on assets that put 2 different realities in his pocket and also, for example, went up in value. The point I'm making here is the thought patterns and action and amount of time involved is exactly the same. 2 different realities. The difference is, over a lifetime, the differences are staggering. My rich dad became richer and richer. My mom and dad became poorer and poorer, yet they still try to save real estate crash money. Now, the irony of this whole thing is, let's say the supermarket had a sale, my mom and dad would run in and they'd be saving money on canned goods and pork butt, you know, having a wonderful time trying to save different money. Now, if the stock market has a sale, which is called a crash, they'd run away. Whereas my rich dad would not bother shopping sales at the supermarket, but he would shop sales of real estate crashes and stock market crashes. So the point here, again, it goes back to the word your reality. Whatever you think is real becomes your reality. Because my mom and dad thought different, saving was smart, that's what they did. And they thought investing was risky. And because they thought it was risky, they never saw the 2 different realities. Millions and billions of dollars of opportunities right in front of their eyes because their reality blinded to them. My rich dad, on the other hand, his reality was working hard to save money on things that went down in value was not very smart. He thought that was extremely risky. And he thought it was very, very smart to look for millions and billions of dollars in real estate, businesses, or stocks and bonds. And that made a big difference over the lifetime.
Take a deep breath and see you again next time. For more wisdom from the Silly Bus.